2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Why do you think people are buying so many plants?
You had, you know, COVID, and, you know, everybody was like really just like, oh man, what do we do? Got to pass the time. So they went out and they gardened. They did home improvements. They learned all of these, you know, different skills. Additionally, like the housing market hasn't stopped, you know, so for businesses like mine, like landscapers and contractors and whatnot, they are just eating up plant material like crazy. One of the bigger challenges that we've had at Progressive Plants is we just didn't winter over a whole lot of stuff because everybody bought everything last year. I mean, we normally try to, you know, keep around, you know, 40,000 to 50,000 perennials from, you know, January to late May to June. From over winter. And I think we started off the year with like 10,000. And I think they were pretty much all daylilies.
Are there shortages in the Northwest and California?
Fruit trees, like anything that was edible, that has been so difficult to find. But I mean, trying to get stuff out of the Pacific Northwest has been a struggle this year. I mean, it's the middle of May, so we're going to call it mayhem. So it's been really interesting this year. I've never seen anything like it in the 30 years that I've been involved in the nursery biz.
And so it's not just the fruit trees and edibles. It seems to be everything.
Yeah, perennials especially have been very, very short this year. I mean, we're just barely catching up now. I mean, it's been really tight. I'm just going to tell people, like, you know, be patient with your local nurseries because they are doing the best that they can with what they have available.
Well, and you have contact with many local nurseries as well as regionally. And So you're seeing this just everywhere.
Everywhere. Like, it's been really interesting here locally and even trying to get stuff from out of state from places that we don't even typically buy from. They didn't have anything. It's crazy. I mean, it's like, you know, trying to find like lumber right now. The funny thing is that this is actually the impact of what 2007 and 2008 did with that economic downturn because everybody was producing so much inventory during the heyday of 2006, 2007. And then when everything crashed, all the growers liquidated everything for basically pennies on the dollar just so that they could feed their families. And when the economy started to recover again, they would plant, but they never planted to the extent they did. They didn't want to stick their necks out on inventory like they did back in 2006, 2007. Everybody got very wary over that. So even though development has increased and there's like the housing market's gone nuts, nobody who's growing trees is really sticking all that much skin in the game, you know, in that respect. Now, it's even more short now than it was even a couple of years ago when we were just trying to keep up with the demand, you know, and now we don't have the labor to plant the way that we wanted to plant. We have production that didn't miss that missed the deadlines and whatnot. It's getting really difficult to just kind of find like big trees. And so it's going to be a while.
So are the trees that are like the less common ones that people, they don't look shiny in a pot, are those moving very quickly also?
Yeah, those have actually been pretty popular among landscape architects quite a bit, you know, because it's something that the nursery people kind of pushed onto them. It's like, hey, you know, maybe look at some of these hackberries or the Colder Terry or the you know, golden chain tree. I mean, those are, you know, really popular, you know, drought tolerant trees. And they work pretty well in our soils for the most part. They're pretty easy to use, especially on commercial settings. So the one thing that I do like about this particular challenge in the nursery business is that it's really forcing us to look at different trees that maybe people haven't really thought of before.
Well, Cameron, I really appreciate it. I've heard from a lot of people about the shortages and grateful for the recommendations.
I get such a thrill over growing and helping and teaching and all that stuff. Anything that I can do to help out is what I really love to do.
Well, thank you.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.